Okay.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Moral Compass Podcast. Here's a clip from Ninjas Are Butterflies.
I took a flight, thought I'd be fine, but now I'm reading all the signs. Another crash, another scare, it's getting hard to trust the air.
Mid-air collisions, planes upside down, it's a gamble when we leave the ground. Turbines screaming, metal falling fast, praying this flight isn't my last. I can't ignore the rising fear, every headline makes it so clear. Is it safe to fly today, or should I find another engine stall? The cabin shakes too late, I close my eyes, accept my fate. If I survive, I swear I'll stay with both feet planted on the ground each day.
I'll ride a horse, cover. I'll take a train, I'll build a boat and sail through Spain. I'll hitch a ride or grab a bike, anything but trusting this flight.
Zeppelins burst and tunnels cave, at least those scooters can behave. Cars can crash and boats can sink, at least I'd have a fighting chance to think.
I can't ignore the rising fear, every headline makes it so clear. Is it safe to fly today, or should I find another engine stall? The cabin shakes too late, I close my eyes, accept my fate. If I survive, I swear I'll stay with both feet planted on the ground each day. Planted on the ground each day.
Shout out to all the women pilots.
I'll tell you what, if the Grammys have a best cover song, I would absolutely nominate that one. That's Ninjas Are Butterflies, once again, that's a podcast, and they're also on YouTube, so check them out, they're pretty awesome, they're a great podcast, they're a real down-to-earth group of friends who started a t-shirt company, and the podcast made them successful. So, and they do a lot of different subjects, cover a lot of things. And they're pretty awesome. So, yeah, check them out. I will leave a link to this song in the description of this video. So, if you want to check them out that way, you can do that too. All right, well, this is the Moral Compass Podcast. I'm Mito. This is, I think, my fourth episode. I don't know. I've been just recording them as fast as I can, once a day at least. One day, I think I recorded two. I'm, you know, just starting out. And so I hope you're enjoying this. I changed my volume levels a little bit. The problem is with my volume is that I record and it sounds fine in my headphones. And when I go play it back and edit it, it sounds perfectly fine to me. Volume levels, everything. And then when I upload it and go to listen to it on iTunes, for some reason, the volume just does not, is not as loud. Like I hit max volume and it's not very loud. So hopefully, when I upload this today, this will make it a little bit better. My face is all the way up to my mic, so I know I'm not like, you know, far away from the mic or anything. Not to mention, when I play audio through my, clips or whatever, they're all the same volume as well. So, so anyway, I was going to talk about a whole bunch of different things and then totally flip the script at the last minute. Instead, I'm going to talk about one thing in particular. So I'll just get right into it. There is a guy, his name is Dan Go Thoughts on YouTube. And he made this incredible discovery that you probably have not heard of. You might have heard of it, like the discovery maybe, but probably not. It is amazing what this guy did. So he took this laser, literally like a laser pointer, like you would shine for your kitties or your cats, sort of like an actual laser or a laser pointer, made some adjustments to it somehow. And he gives explanations on what he did exactly and how he did it and kind of turned it into a cross, this laser, and pointed it at his wall. And then one day he had used a little bit of DMT, dimethyltryptamine, and looked at the laser shining on his wall from the side, and he saw something real interesting. He saw these crazy characters. He says it's almost like Japanese characters or hieroglyphics, maybe. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, when I watch the video, he shows them, and that's what they look like to me, like Japanese characters. And but sometimes there's also hieroglyphics because, and the reason why I say because is that when he saw this, he thought he was tripping. So he didn't think this was real or this, you know, he just thought he was hallucinating because of the DMT. So he decided, or he started experimenting and started showing the same thing to people. His friends, I think, and I don't know, maybe even random people, random, like a study group kind of. And without them knowing or without him explaining anything, everybody saw the same exact thing in this laser. And he had quite a few people do this. And everybody seen this thing. These characters underneath this laser shining on the wall. So what is that? He believes it is a code, some kind of code to reality, to the universe, to us. He believes that it's the code to everything. It's the secret to everything. And I think there's something behind it. For one, because his experiment proved that no matter who sees it or who does it, you know, if they have no knowledge of it at all, they still see this exact same thing, this code or this characters underneath this laser. And so he believes, I think, in, what everybody thinks, like the Matrix type thing, like of reality, like we're in a simulation type thing. And this simulation theory, there's a lot of evidence pointing towards it. Now, I'm just relating the facts. I'm not opinionated on this one way or another. I think this is really cool, and there is definitely something, and I believe him 100% that when he uses DMT and he looks behind this laser pointer, he sees this code. Okay, so DMT, what is it? If you do not know what DMT is, dimethyltryptamine. I don't know if you have ever listened to the Joe Rogan podcast, but as you know, I'm a fan of his, and he kind of brought DMT, kind of shed a lot of light on it. And it's a hallucinogen. And a hallucinogen is a substance that you can take that makes you alter your reality or makes you see things, hallucinate, you know, like acid or mushrooms, magic mushrooms, psilocybin. Those are hallucinogens. I think even marijuana is considered like a mild hallucinogen. But DMT is what's in ayahuasca, which is the most major hallucinogen of them all. It is the one where people have spiritual life-changing experiences on this substance. And you have to smoke it, DMT, not ayahuasca, but DMT. You have to smoke it. Otherwise your body kind of cancels it out. And I've heard different things on this DMT. I've read Rick Strassman's book, The Spirit Molecule, DMT, The Spirit Molecule. And he's the number one researcher in the field, or he was. There's so many people researching it now. Probably not, but he is the original researcher of it. And it is a spiritual, life-changing drug that that will change your life if you choose to use it. Now, I'm going to set a disclaimer right here, and I am not recommending anybody to use this, because there are certain people who should not ever use DMT. And do your own research, look into it before you even think about trying it, because there are dangers involved and there are different forms of DMT. There is not just the one. As I said, there's ayahuasca, there's DMT, there's DMT-B, I think, or something like that. It's kind of like the frog or toad venom or something. And so do not use any drugs, mind-altering drugs, without doing your own research, without consulting people, experts, or knowing what your body can and cannot handle, because this is a powerful drug. And it is illegal. I believe it's a Schedule 1. Which makes it the most illegal. I'm not totally sure on the scheduling in the United States, but of DMT. But I believe it's the worst schedule of them all. So it's really hard to even get a hold of. And I know certain DMTs were legal here in the United States at one point. But now I believe it's illegal and scheduled. okay, so anyway, disclaimer to the side, back to the subject. I have seen and heard so many stories of people on DMT. I have never used it myself. But I am very interested. And if I had the opportunity to use ayahuasca by a shaman in, you know, South America, or in a setting like a South American setting where, you know, it's made for that, I would try it, but I've never had that opportunity. So, and as far as DMT goes, I'm sure, you know, if I try it, I can probably find some, but right now, I'm just interested in hearing the stories of what it does. And boy, it's fascinating. And so back to this kid, Dan Gothots. And his discovery, I don't think, has made as much traction as I believe it should have made. I mean, this thing is amazing. This story is amazing. And I want to know if it's true. And there's other YouTubers who have looked into it and said what he's saying is the absolute truth, that they've seen it. There's a lot of people out there who have seen it, and it's the underlying code to our reality. It's crazy. I mean, isn't that crazy? I don't know. I think that's wild. So I got, his kind of, video here queued up. It's kind of like a, trailer or whatever, on his discovery, and it's titled The Discovery. Dan Gothots is his name, and I'm gonna play it, and hopefully no ads pop up. So here we go. It's about 4 minutes long.
I remember things very vividly from a very young age. When I was a little kid, I actually spent a lot of time with my grandparents. My grandfather was a nuclear physicist. I remember he was telling me about black holes. And that terrified me.
So yeah, so he knows how to reason.
That's just mind-boggling. It's a monster, right?
But at the same time, it fascinated me. And I said to myself, how do we know that? This unthinkably massive thing. I realized that nature doesn't keep secrets. It's only a matter of, do we understand
it? A laser just shown on the
what
screen.
What tools can we use to expand our knowledge?
In the form of
and
cross.
For me, dimethyltryptamine, also known as DMT, was the tool that led me to the discovery.
When I first saw the phenomenon, it was like, holy shit!
But then it was actually like, whoa, what is happening?
Am I losing my mind? But then I showed other people, and things kept getting weirder.
Just for the record, I haven't told him anything. Okay, just tell me what you see.
Oh my God, come on.
Wow, what the fuck?
Holy shit. I just saw
showing
something.
All these people looking at this laser on the wall.
What the fuck?
Oh, I see that. I feel it.
I've been under the influence of mind-altering substances a lot, but I've never seen anything like that. Whoa.
I showed over 100 people, and
over
I kept
100
asking
people.
Myself, how are all of us seeing the same thing?
Oh my God.
And every single one of
right
us saw
there.
The same thing.
The laser was revealing numbers and running pattern.
This big here, and it looks like code.
It my cat jumped like up and jumped on my soundboard. Sorry.
It's definitely saying something, and I just want to take a picture of it and translate it. Wow. You see that?
Okay, so yeah, it's not stuck.
No.
It's not because of the light.
No, it's on its own side. Light is just literally revealing it.
And each angle shows you different layers, different ways through it.
I can see through the wall. It's not like a hallucination. It has spatial awareness and permanence.
I don't know. Whoa.
Yeah, just all these people are staring at this.
Kind of attempted to explore these psychedelic altered states, but we've never had a repeatable, testable phenomenon to observe until now.
Wow.
I'm obsessed.
It's like you can see through the laser into another dimension.
He holds a glass of water up to it, too, against the laser.
I mean, like, take yourself to that. Like, I just made a connection that nobody made before, which is a simple connection. The claim is, if you project a diffracted laser on the surface and you smoke DMT, you will see code running in surfaces. Yes, like in the Matrix.
So there are a few possibilities. One,
I lost my mind, which is the coolest losing your mind ever in history.
The second option is that
this is the biggest discovery of humankind. If anybody ever asked themselves what it would be like to know you live in the Matrix for sure, well, I know for sure. I'm convinced.
So where do we go from here? All I know is...
it's about to get crazy.
The Discovery is what it's called, what this video was titled. And his name is, once again, Dan Gothotz. And I'll put a link to his this video on my description as well. And, you know, he says, where do we go from there? But what I believe, and because there has been, I've said before, this country is so bloated, so financially bloated, and there's so much research going on here. It would not surprise me one bit if this had been discovered a long time ago, has been figured out a long time ago, and there's lots of people who know about this, but it's been swept under the rug for whatever reason. And there is a lot more to this than I think we will ever know, but I'm so glad that this is out there and that we do actually see something going on, or we can. Anybody can see this. Anybody can watch his video. There's also other videos, not just his, but he's the, you know, original person who released, you know, this discovery. And I'd say check it out. And as I always tell you, there's so many things I want to talk about, and I will get into all of this stuff in the future. My thoughts, my opinions, if I tried DMT, you know, anything, everything. I am just a new podcaster, just trying to find my little niche out there, and I'm just going to talk about things that interest me, and I hope it interests you. And if not, let me know. Please let me know. You can find me on X, Absurd World Order, ABSURDWORLDORDER. Absurd World Order. And I think it's shortened down, like ABSRDWRLDORDER or ORDR or something, for my ex, because you can only, you can't have all those characters as your name. There's a limit. And same for my Gmail, absurdworldorder@gmail.com. Contact me or leave a comment. Please share this. If you find it interesting. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Have a great rest of your evening, night, day, or whatever it is. I guess that's about it. As far as music, I don't have any outro music today set up. Let me see if I can bring some up real quick, but podcast is over, so if you want to turn it off, that's fine. If not, I will play some copyright free music right now, as soon as I can find a link to something that I'll just hit play on real quick. Let's see, right, Loft Music or something. Let's see. All right, well, here we go. I'll leave you with whatever this is. The Relaxed Movement is 12 hours of copyright-free music. Well, I won't play 12 hours. I'm just going to play a minute. Thank you for listening, everybody. And you will hear another episode from me real soon. Compass Podcast. Thank you for listening.